Voters in New Orleans will elect their post-Katrina leadership a week from Saturday, a mayor, city council members, and others. But some worry that far-flung evacuees will be disenfranchised. Al Ader is Louisiana's Secretary of State, and he insists the elections will be fair. Polling places have been set up around the state, but not outside of Louisiana, in places where evacuees now live.
What we're doing is kind of, if you will, following our hearts. This is going to sound awfully simplistic to you, but I have the test that I call lay my head on the pillow test. And at the end of every day, if I can lay my head on my pillow and go to sleep and not be worried about something, I feel like we've done the best thing that we can do for that day. So if I can lay down at the end of the day, my heart's in the right place, I can assure you that. I've worked tirelessly. I take it very serious that one of the most precious rights we have as an American is to be able to choose our own leaders. And I take it very seriously that the least among us to the most affluent among us all have that same right and should be afforded that same right.
How do you find displaced residents who may have moved four or five times since the water swallowed up the city?
Well, what we've done is, I decided early on that what we were going to have to do is run a political campaign. It's no different than if you're running for mayor of New Orleans or mayor of Baton Rouge or mayor of New York or wherever. You say, look, I've got to try to figure out a way to reach every single person. So what do? You start out by doing direct mail. So we did direct mail. Then you do electronic media. You do radio and TV. You do print media. And you do personal visits. And we've done all of those. But what we did is we got the FEMA list, which was simply a list of everybody that had signed up for assistance from FEMA or asked FEMA for assistance. We also got the National Change of Address list from the Postal Service. That came to 737,000 individuals. Now, let me share something with you. There's only 299,000 registered voters. That's one thing that if it wasn't so serious, it would be comical about what some of our national leaders are running around saying. Some of our national leaders are running around saying there's 50,000 voters in Houston, there's 80,000 in Atlanta, there's 60,000 in Dallas.
Those numbers don't add up, you say.
Well, hell no. By the time they're through, they got 800,000 registered voters. In some places, there's only 299,000 registered voters. The truth of the matter is there's only 450,000 total people in Orleans Parish. So it's just, I understand politics, I understand demagoguing, and I understand self-promotion. My question is, where are some of these other national leaders that show so much interest? Are they here? Are they assisting people? Are they helping people to be a part of the process? I'm going to answer that question. No, they're not. They fly into town, they make a few headlines, and they fly out of town, and really don't care if anybody, in my opinion, really don't care if anybody's voting or not.
Are you talking about Reverend Jackson?
I'm talking about Jesse Jackson? All the people that have done that, ma'am.
Now, I'm not trying to tussle with you here, but some say that displaced voters are being robbed of their rights because the current system ignores a political fact, that many voters don't really engage in the process until the last minute, until really days and sometimes just hours before it's time to cast their vote. Does this system take that into account, that many times people don't put the kind of forethought that requires them to plan weeks in advance and what they're going to do and how they plan to cast their vote?
Well, what we've done here in Louisiana is we mailed out 737,000 information packets way back in late February and early March. We've run full-page newspaper ads in 8 states. We've done public service announcements in 9 states, and not the kind, by the way, that's on at 2 o'clock in the morning after the guy tells us how to get rich in the real estate business. They're in all time slots, all markets, everything else. We're sending 297,000 postcards out to inform people, to all registered voters, to inform them where their new polling place is. If their old polling place had been destroyed by the storm, we're sending them a postcard telling them where their new polling place is. I think it's working. I think it's working great. And about 15,000 people have requested to vote by mail. Haven't looked at the numbers today, but last Friday when I did look at them, by a margin of about 3-1, it's African Americans that are participating in voting by mail. So that should lay to rest anybody's concerns or fears that anybody is being excluded from this race.
Secretary Ader, you went on your own whistle-stop tour. You toured the region trying to educate voters about this new system that you've set up. That even though you traveled far and wide, are you concerned that there are some voters that you didn't reach, some people who simply just don't understand the system that they've never seen before?
Well, I'm certain there is, Michelle, but the truth of the matter is we're not the voting police. We can't make people participate. We can't make people be interested. All we can do is make certain that the ones that are interested and the ones that want to participate have an avenue and have the opportunity to participate. And we feel very comfortable that we've done more than anybody in the history of American elections to make certain that this is an accessible race.
Al Ader is the Secretary of State in Louisiana, and as such, he will oversee upcoming elections there. Mr. Ader, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.